Hello, you're most welcome back. It is Hard Factor Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt at the number one talk station. I am Dial. Let's talk. 8 minutes come past four. And still, we're staying with the political imbroglio that's playing out in River State. And now, with some particular focus on the Nigeria Police Force River State Command, River State Police Command. Because early on the news today, earlier, maybe I should start from that to give you some background, to give some context to this. So earlier today, this was on the news. Both the police and the River State government have remained mute after a clash between supporters of the APC and the PDP disrupted activities in the state yesterday. Traffic on many major roads were disrupted, vehicles were damaged, at least one person caught a stray bullet as multiple gunshots were fired into the air by security agencies on both sides of the APC and PDP. Violence broke out at the GRA junction on Abaut Road in Port Harcourt in the morning when some placard-carrying protesters from the PDP stopped the APC governorship candidate, Onyekol, from going to the INEC office to inspect election materials. Our correspondent reported live from the scene of the incident.
This is the front of GRA Junction, where the PDP supporters are having their people's protest. But the situation turned rowdy when the APC governorship candidate, Atetoyeko, arrived with his men trying to access the INEC office. So those protesting, however, chased him and his supporters from accessing the INEC office. So the situation became rowdy as his security details and that of those that were on ground for the peaceful protest started exchanging gunfire.
All right, so once again, that was the situation. I remember that story started with the line, both the police and the River State government have remained mute. However, there's been some development, there's been some update since that mute situation. Apparently, they are no longer mute. Now, this is an update to an update of sorts. In the meantime, Commissioner of Police, River State Command, CPO Kony Effiong, formerly dubbed the Protector of Rights, back to the news, has warned politicians to stop dragging the police into politics. Now, the Commissioner of Police, Kong Effiong, said the police remains neutral and focused on their constitutional duties. He also warned that unnecessary protests hindering commercial activities would not be tolerated. Let's talk about this right now, about the neutrality and the focus of the River State Police Command, the neutrality and the focus of the River State Police Command. I'm asking you, what is your assessment of the roles played by the River State Police Command in view of the ongoing political imbroglio in the state? Let's get your take. The line's open, call 070-0923-0923, or better yet, call 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-93-0003 or 0007 or 0009. Also, we're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Now, let's get your take. Discussing the neutrality and the focus on constitutional duties of the River State Police Command in view of all that's playing out right now. Let's get your take. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Beep. Once again, number to call 070-0923-0923 or 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Dio.
Hello, go on.
All right, I just call me from remote, man.
Go ahead. 913, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
All right, go on.
My name is AC, calling from Roboco.
Go ahead, please.
It seems to me that the politicians have dragged police into the system.
How so?
System.
How so? How do you know
yes,
that?
Because I witnessed even this last election that they just concluded police will be dragging ballot paper and be putting ballot paper inside the vehicle that they are taking to place here in a week. Yeah, true,
but
I'm not telling what I'm not seeing.
Yeah, that may be the case, but that could just be a case of some bad eggs.
And it's not to this now. We know that in every this they will say that's bad eggs, but how many are good? The bad ones are more than even that outnumber the good ones. As simple as that. The bad ones have outnumbered the good ones. Police have entered in. Politics have been the order of the day in every affairs of police.
All right, well, how about you? What do you make? The River State Police Command has warned the politicians not to drag the police into their politics, and that they are determined to remain focused. They are focused, his words exactly, remains neutral and focused on the constitutional duties. What do you make of that? 913, hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
All right, go on.
Yes, my name is Carlton. In this situation, in this battle, police should be the mediator. Police should be the one to interpret the law to good parties. I hope you understand what I mean.
Yes, I'm following you. Do go on.
Yes, police should be the one to bring the constitution and where it is written for APC and PDP. Either to state court order for them to verify the material, to inspect the materials. Police should come out of there and stand their ground and tell these two parties the constitution. They should come out. They should not be cheating.
Okay, you've mentioned what the police should do. Is that what the police is doing?
But for now, police has been silent. We have not heard from the Commissioner of Police. Commissioner of Police should be outspoken.
No, I literally just read out a statement from the Commissioner of Police where he's warned politicians to stop dragging the police into politics, saying that the police remains neutral and focused on their constitutional duties.
That is not enough. This is to come out on ground. This is supposed to be there by now. This is yesterday. You understand? With his voice. You understand? And calm the situation. The police should be outspoken. Police should be asked for any, they should be asked for whatever situation. They should be asked what are speaking and action. We are not saying they are being partisan. We don't like it in this river state. Police is being partisan. That is what we have done. We the youth.
Okay, all right. They're the youth. Yeah. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, right. go ahead.
This is Chris, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, please.
During the election and the after election, what we witnessed or I witnessed, that is not called election, that is war without end. And the war will keep on. And on the side of police, I don't really know if this is Nigerian police too. Or another unknown government. Because what I'm seeing is that is not what police could do. And he looked as if somebody is giving them order, teaching them what to do. How can they be doing this? According to the Nigerian police, or according to the other party, to grant them access, they go and do this. Why for Nigerian police see allow the other people to? I don't really understand. Police, you people should come back. Oh, this is not, it's not your, that is not your duty.
What exactly is the police doing that you have a problem with?
What they are doing now, to tell you the truth from my own mind, church mind.
Yes, church
police
mind.
Are, yes, police are fighting one particular party. Both the day of election, both the day of a protest, and what is going on now. Had he been, it's the other person. Proper people are doing this thing. You see what happened. How many of them they arrested the other time? So they are working on the order of somebody. They should not work on the order of somebody. It's not good now. It's not good. It's really that not everything you say on air. And multiple people are afraid to say the way it is. It's not good. If we keep on covering evil, that one day that evil will reach us. It's not good. It's not good. Well, of course, we want this people to be peaceful. But what I'm saying, it's not good though. This is not election. This is a war. If not like this election will be, that means next time of election, you will see people. If it is cutlass and the gun they use to win election, people will come with the bulldozer the next time. Eh? If it's to use cutlass and the fire to win election, if the new pattern now, maybe in 2027, let them expect people to come with the bulldozer. But it's not good. Let them do this thing well, the way it's supposed to be. That's my own advice.
All right. Well, there'll be no bulldozers. Elections are a peaceful process. Well, except, of course, when the police accompany thugs to snatch ballot boxes and hijack or kidnap INEC officials, as was widely reported, in the last general elections. But elections generally are a peaceful process. I've got commenter responses via Twitter at Her Majesty underscore K tweets. After the rubbish you did in the last election, police is not neutral. At K Blanks in Twitter, Mr. CP, where were your men when PDP thugs assaulted Tony Okoh? Where were they when known PDP stalwarts went to the APC office, vandalized it, burning flags? The CP is obviously biased and should be removed before this issue escalates to something else. At Geraldinho, pardon me, Twitter, they are neutral, which is why nobody can be arrested yesterday after the chaos that happened at the INEC office. Free and fair fight. Let's get your take as well. You can also join in via facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Hello. 913, welcome.
Hello there, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you're Anton from Abba. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, your question is, the police remain
neutral and focused, yes.
I don't think so. Because during the election, we heard that some policemen from, what is it called now, went and assaulted some people who went to do their convention or party visit and took some of their equipment. But what something that is funny to me is that investigation has suddenly disappeared, arrest has suddenly disappeared, dispersing people has suddenly disappeared. So they are not neutral. They are really not neutral. At a stance, that violence yesterday, at least some people should have been arrested and questioned. But guess what? Nothing, nobody, nothing. When it comes to the politicians, they suddenly will become dormant. But when it has to do with civilians, you see them doing what they know how to do. Not good.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Well, Tom is the king. But in this situation, police is not focused. Police is biased. The minister.
How so?
You see, election has clean election and post-election. And if you carefully observe the activity of Nigerian police in River State, you will see that Nigerian police are already taking time long before now. And what they are doing right now is to ensure that they protect the freedom that they have had with a certain person in this state. Because you agree with me that INEC already has a station police that station there day and night. And they are aware that the tribunal has already opened. And political parties will come and check materials that will equip them to appeal the court. So why would they allow another political party who won the election to come and protest there? It is an inside information given to PDP by the police and by the INEC to ensure that there are crises there so that other political parties will prevent them from accepting that case. And that's the bidding they are doing. Everything you are seeing is just a joke.
But the police commissioner insists that they are neutral and they are focused.
That is the truth, man. They will say it's just to justify, just to make the public believe that what they are saying is the truth. But we can read the handwriting on the wall. That is the simple truth. They can't convince anybody that they are neutral. We know.
Oh, great. I've got a commercial break to attend to shortly, after which I will return. The conversation will continue. I will catch up with your messages as well. So, CP Okonofiong, you insist that you are neutral and focused. Well, I hope you are taking note of the assessment of the good people of River State on your neutrality and focus. Do stay tuned. Hard Fast return shortly. Welcome back. It is Hard Factor Nigeria in Food, Harry Input Harcourt, your number one talk station. I'm Dio. 27 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Let's talk. Discussions continue. Why not join in? We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Shortly, you may call our phone numbers 0817-923-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Once again, 0817-923-0002 or 0003 or 0007. This was on our news earlier. Both the police and the River State government have remained mute after a clash between supporters of the APC and PDP disrupted activities in the state yesterday. Traffic on major roads were disrupted, vehicles damaged, at least one person caught a stray bullet, multiple gunshots fired into the air by security forces on both sides of the APC and the PDP. Reportedly. Now, the violence broke out at the GRA junction on Abad Road in Port Harcourt in the morning when some placard carrying protesters from the PDP stopped APC governorship candidate Tony Cole from going to the INEC office to inspect materials. Our correspondent reported live from the scene of the incident.
This is the front of GRA junction where the PDP supporters are having their people's protest. But the situation turned rowdy when the APC governorship candidate arrived with his men trying to access the INEC office. So those protesting, however, chased him and his supporters from accessing the INEC office. So the situation became rowdy as his security details and that of those that were on ground for the peaceful protest started exchanging gunfire.
Okay, so that was the situation. Once again, that story starts with both the police and the River State government have remained mute. But that mute situation has been updated. There has been some development regarding that. And wait, where is that story? It's here somewhere. Yeah, Commissioner of Police, River State Command, Okonde Efiong, has warned politicians to stop dragging the police into politics. The CP said the police remains neutral and focused on their constitutional duties. He also warned that unnecessary protests hindering commercial activities will not be tolerated. What's your assessment of the roles played by the River State Police Command in view of the ongoing political imbroglio in the state? Asked the River State Police Command, as alleged by the Commissioner of Police, Okong Efiong, has his police team remained neutral? Have they remained focused on the constitutional duties? Let's get your take lines open. 0817-923-0002 or 0003 or 0007. I've got several comments here. Let's take a few of those. First off, Dieter Glaring, who the Nigerian police in River State are working for. PDP won elections. Let them allow APC examine electoral materials. PDP is always on ground. Let them allow us to rest. Hi, good afternoon. I wonder what the DSS, the army and the police are doing in River State politics. The opposition do not want to test the waters with PDP and it's making them do more wrong. That's Handsome who sent that in. Hi, Dar. River State Police has been biased before, during and after elections. I don't get it. So there is no intelligence report on the show of shame at INEC office yesterday and today. Sipi should call both parties and ask them to follow the due process. Enough of all this. It's affecting our business. And that's from Ayo Mike. Mano is or did Mark goes. The audio you just played, I think it's a climax of events from a war movie. This can't be termed to be a protest. Good evening. Any CP posted to River State lives as a big boy. Simply put, the police command are not innocent. They are only working with orders from above. That's from a Rose. The River State political crisis is diminishingly appalling. Amazingly, the youths are the primary instrument of political weapons deployed by the politicians to cause mayhem in the midst of uniformed police officers. The police cannot claim neutrality. It's an indictment for failing in their constitutional duties. The police commissioner, the DPOs, and all operational unit commanders should be redeployed from the state. They've all compromised, that's from Harry Abide. For my mosque mind, APC are not being truthful to themselves. If they deny the process of the gobers, why accept the presidential results? Good afternoon, Dar. It's crystal clear the police in this case are being partisan by supporting the PDP in the state. Don't mind what the CP is saying to the general public. It's nothing but the opposite. That's from Danny. The police is not neutral in any way because I saw them escorting the boys chasing Tony Cole and his convoy towards the Polo Club area yesterday and also escorted them back after they ran away. The police in River State have eaten in the same plate with the devil, so they can't do otherwise than support. Lines are still open. Let's go to the phone lines now. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Let's go on.
Hello, good evening, Daniel.
Hello, go ahead.
Thanks to this matter, I've been weeping in my spirit thousands of weeks.
Hello? Oh, my. Hello?
Hello. Hello, good evening, Dayo.
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Festus Kali from Rumingbo.
Go ahead, please.
The police are biased.
How so?
They are working. Yeah, they are working. Let me. I have an experience today. I picked about four guys from Borokiri going to INEC office. And I asked them, what are you people going to do in INEC office? They said they want to go and protest. I said, but these people say you have won. So why are you protesting? He said it's politics that they want to make sure that APC could not be able to get the materials.
When you say you picked up persons, why did you? I'm sure you can hear me, caller. When you say you picked up people, why did you pick them up? In what capacity did you pick them up?
From Borokiri.
No, in what capacity did you pick them? Why did you pick them up?
I'm a rider.
Okay, a taxi driver, e-hailing taxi driver?
Yes.
Okay, all right, go on.
So they said the tactics is they want to make sure that the APC could not be able to get the materials for the tribunal. Then that is what they want to do. I said, but police are there. Do you know what one of the boys said? He said police are with them, that police is working with them.
But anybody can say that. Does that mean the police is working with them?
If police is not working with them, I see no reason why police will allow that type of crowd to barricade the express yesterday and today without dispensing them away from causing traffic jam on the road. If it is Nigerian youth that is protesting, you will see then that they have received intelligence report that hoodlums are going to take over the protest.
Mm.
But right now, they are not doing anything. They are just looking at them. I wish for Nigeria because this is not the democracy that we are yearning for. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Go on.
Well, yes, let me just throw with behind what the last caller just said. Well, we cannot substantiate our claim that the police is involved. You understand?
Mm.
But when you look at it, Dayo, I approached the scene yesterday and I saw this big barricade across a major express road in Port Harcourt. Dayo, you understand?
Yeah.
So there's no way that someone would not say that the law enforcement agency is backing these people up. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, they won the elections, but every person who feel that the process was not comfortable by them have the legal right to approach the court, a court of competent jurisdiction. So why are you preventing them? I'm a PDP member, you understand? But I think that what they are doing, it's not in line. This is
yeah. But the CP insists. In fact, as a matter of fact, he's warned politicians to not drag them into their politics.
And just like the usual saying that if you are eating with the devil, you won't have any say again. He's trying to distance himself from it. Definitely, constitutionally, the police is the law enforcement agency due to protect lives and property. You understand?
Mm.
And they are trying to protect that status. That's why he's saying that we should not drag him or the police force into this sham. You understand that, Dario?
Well, I do hear you, yes.
Oh. It's really uncalled for. We should just try and step up our game in democracy.
All right, sir. 913, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dario.
You're welcome as well. Good to go on.
Yeah. Is that Nigeria Info?
You're live on radio. Go ahead.
Good. Dayo, please. My name is Godgift. I'm coming from Port Harcourt. It's very unfortunate. We are experiencing all this kind of change in Nigeria. The police are there to maintain law and order. Without you being a policeman, the constitution is there for you to know this is what police supposed to do. Now, the APC went to court to get an order to inspect INEC materials or whatsoever they want. And the order was given to them. Now, the PDP, who said they won the election very well, didn't go to court to speak for court order for them to do the same inspection. Now they went to the INEC office and caused them, and the police are there. So sometimes when you are talking on radio and said, wow, this man, if people hearing you the way I am hearing, these Nigerians that are behaving nuisance, this thing they are doing, is it proper? I have to say they have enough lawyers to advise them. Now nobody is advising them.
But the CP, let's talk about the police now. The police is saying, the CP is saying that we are neutral and we are focused.
He's deceiving himself, not Nigerians, because we are learned. We are not idiots. So all what they are doing, they are taking notes eventually of it. And whatever anyone sows is what he will reap. God give his fine name.
Let's get your take as well. We've got about 20 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. The news update comes up at 5. But for the moment, the police commissioner in Rivers State, CP Okong Effiong, has warned politicians to stop dragging the police into politics. The CP said the police remains neutral and focused on their constitutional duties. He's also warned that unnecessary protests hindering commercial activities will not be tolerated. What do you make of the neutrality and focus of the River State Police Command as publicised by the CP Okong Effiong? Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Adayo, good afternoon.
Hello, go ahead.
From what you said,
police, in my own opinion, is not neutral in this matter. You are not even this saying they are neutral or non neutral is not making any sense. In their neutrality, somebody died yesterday.
Yeah, but people die. That's sad. Even when the police is doing their job properly, people still die. Police officers die also in the course of duty.
You see, there are certain things. Is this we are doing our job that has brought us here? Okay, let me digress a little bit. Look at the type of thing that happened in Lagos and the one that happened in the AP. Why the police? What are we? If you get people to come and answer for what they have committed, listen, before you even start thinking it, you will know that it is wrong and wrong. People went to go to inspect material. I don't think Soeko woke up in the morning and said, and I started, okay, I am the governorship candidate of APC. As such, I have all the rights to just bust into INEC and tell them to open their books. I want to inspect their paper. No. He received an order. And then he went with that order. And then some people came from nowhere to come and stop him from doing what is right. So what did the police do? And they're telling me your police are dragging. Are you supposed to wait? You're supposed to allow the make sure that the guy has physical access to go and do what he wants. When he finishes what he's doing, if the other people come back and say we have a right to go and express what plus cause has also given us their own order. Oh, that's fine. That is what I call neutrality. You don't sit down in your office, people are dying, you say you're neutral. How can you say that? When your responsibility is to protect law and order. And then somebody has just died yesterday out of negligence of being neutral. No, I don't accept that. They cannot give me that excuse. They are not being neutral. They are simply not doing what they're supposed to do. And they should have better get up from that seat and go get those things done. If they start arresting people and challenging illegality, people will not have courage to even think of going to it. It's because you know that if you do it, get away with it. Simple. These things are very simple things. But like they say, they are body language. They didn't body language. Then everybody just talking. What here can he tell us is being neutral? I guess people don't listen to the radio and listen to the advice. They should get a police training college and make you the BCDL. So I lecture them. Thank you.
You're welcome. We got 17 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. Once again, news update is up at 5. Via Twitter, at Ochias 50 Twitter, that it's heartbreaking and scary that the police commissioner is claiming neutrality when it's obvious that the PDP River State is spreading violence and preventing legal processes from taking place. When other parties retaliate, then they will start getting intelligence reports. At Edge Onyushi Twitter, those PDP members disturbing the peace of Rivers people won't be there if really police are neutral as they claim. Because what they're doing is totally illegal by trying to stop the opposition from getting whatever they need from INEC to back up their petitions. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Dayo, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Shedrack. I'm calling from Igweta Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
Dayo, please. What neutrality of the police are you talking about?
The one the CP talked about.
No, as far as I'm concerned, if the police is not neutral in this case, Dayo, right from the campaign period, we all see what's playing out. The police is non-neutral. The police is supporting the PDP, Dayo. Let's be factual. Let's say this thing as it is, Dayo. The police is supporting the PDP. Look at what happened. It's obvious. It's quite obvious, Dayo. They should stop playing all these things. The police is supporting the PDP. We know. We in River State, we know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
No, this one is CP is saying they are neutral, they are playing a neutral game. Yeah, they are lying.
What if this is a security thing and you don't really understand it? You know, because there's a way security works.
Which security thing? They will tell us that intelligence report. They have intelligence. Let's forget about this thing. There is no security thing about it. The fact remains. They are glued to the people in power, to the government in power, which is PSO Wiki. They are glued to Yes Week. They are supporting PDP. The police CP is supporting PDP. I am sure that Nada said it. He is supporting PDP. We should stop all these things. Thank you, Dayo.
You're welcome. 9213, hello?
Yeah, Dayo, good evening.
You're welcome, go on.
I seriously feel for the police now. Because what the CP just said made me remember when I was a kid. You know, when you see somebody that you can beat, is beating a junior person, you will quickly, without anybody telling you, you start beating the person. But when a stronger person than you comes beating a kid, and another person calls their attention, they are, no, bring me inside this matter. This is exactly the situation of the police. Unfortunately, now they want to bring police inside this matter, and he's saying that they should not bring them in. But they got intelligence report. By 2 a.m., they arrested people with paper, people that were doing legitimate duty. I see a lacuna in this issue. And the lacuna I see is that there should be a law that will empower the INEC and police after 10 days or 7 days of announcement of results, declaration of candidates, give candidates whomever feels that he wants to go to court. Because during the tribunal, all processes have time limits. So the issuance of all CTC documents should also have time bound. So they will now have no choice. People that are protesting are there. The police are not doing anything. They are calling their attention. They say, don't bring them inside. According to them, allegedly somebody was killed. And it doesn't matter even to the people who are saying their person was killed, because they have one aim, to prevent somebody from taking a legal process. And then the police have said the things that, not in Nigeria, not in River State Police, but the River State Command, the CP, the INEC, these two officers have compromised. There is nothing they can tell us. There is no way they can pay it. We are not fools. Everybody is still now watching what is happening. So let them all say whatever they want to say. Ngo have gone. Cecil Akan have gone. All the histories are there. Thank you.
Aloha Factor, welcome as well. Maybe I should check out some. I'm sure I do have some comments here. I should keep up with those, I suppose. Good afternoon. I think police duty should be that of guarding and ensuring the execution of what the judiciary interprets from the law. Is it that what I studied in school is different from Nigerian arms of government? Could help me that some, Michael. Now, you can tell a blind man that there's no oil in soup, but you can't tell him if there's no salt. We know the position of the police in Rivers politics. They are feeding fat. Make them, let them allow people move around for our daily bread. That's some Ken. There's no doubt that the River State Police Command, and there is no way they will not be. Nobody can resist the type of situation here. Calling for the removal of the Commissioner of Police is not the issue. The new one will still be confronted with the same scenario. And our police personnel should stop deceiving themselves and not the citizens. Good the presenter. The police saying, let the politicians not drag the police into politics. I advise, let the police not derail from a position of being neutral, focused and apolitical in the exercise of their constitutional duties. The police should not give themselves to be dragged into partisan politics in River State. Joel Adolfo said that. I hate hearing the word allegedly, but it's the same police that allegedly aided the rigging and snatching of ballot boxes by Wiki's boys during the election. And police has dragged themselves into politics long time ago. After all, politics and police started with the same letters, P-O-L-I. That's from Michael Newmalt. Good afternoon. It's clear who they are working for, so nothing good can come out from Men in Black. They're doing what they've been paid to do to champion. And then, pardon me, since they are afraid to allow the losers to inspect the results. But after the dial, the police is the major problem of Nigeria. They have been deeply infected by corruption and are being widely influenced by the highest bidder. The PDP and police indirectly is delaying the process of filing their suit at the tribunal. It has a slated time, which if it is not filled at that time, it will be invalid. That's from Ezekiel. Hello, Dad. The police in River State are so compromised that they are even indicted themselves with their statements. The court did not add PDP when it granted APC the permission to inspect the INEC materials. While they were afraid that the atrocities would be exposed the moment that inspection take place. Now, I have checked this matter deeply and concluded what the PDP is doing is not good. They have no business constituting the situation they are to the state. That's from Ibifu Bara. Wokey Richard goes down. The CP is obviously biased, but my problem is that on a Monday morning when young men should be at work, but the opposite is the level of unemployment in River State that continues to force youth in River State into political thuggery. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, Dio. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Barisa Chizzi. I'm calling you from Basarcourt.
Go ahead, yeah, please.
If you give me a little time, let me explain or give you more details after what happened at the INEC office, what happened at the APC office. But before I go into that, yesterday, PDP protested at the INEC office and barricaded the area. Today, Sonyeko has been officially invited by the police, by the Deputy Commissioner of Police in charge of State PID, to come and tell him, to come and interview him on what happened at the INEC office of what they think. And if he's coming, he should come with his security details. The Sonyeko complained that his security details were attacked or what. These are just what ordinary human beings will look at and tell you that there is no rule of law, no government in Nigeria. It is just the discretion of those who are in authority. We were all aware of those who led the protest and barricaded INEC office, such that INEC never worked, it didn't work yesterday. And of what essence will your protest lead to other people not to work? And people are saying police have not compromised. For me, I'm not talking about police, whether they have compromised or not. They should be judged by their conscience. Let their conscience judge them. Let them within themselves know whether or not they have compromised. However, yesterday, the Chief of High Commander Masalachi led Ishi and others to APC Secretary. Because when Masalachi came, he was one shaggy, the APC candidates from Azaretoro Constituency 1 and 2.
Oh, no, hello, caller. No,
I'm telling you of a reality.
I need for you to listen to me as well. Now, you've gone beyond. This is hearsay. I mean, you introduced yourself as a barrister, so it doesn't matter if you were there. It is still hearsay nonetheless, because it's your word against anybody else. I'm sure that you cannot substantiate the allegations that you're making right now.
Concept of hearsay. Hearsay is what you hear. I'm telling you of what I know, what I saw. It's not a hearsay.
But that's what you claim. But that's what you claim to have seen. Can you substantiate what you claim to have seen?
It's not hearsay. I'm not telling you what somebody told.
Okay. Well, regardless, I cannot entertain you alleging crimes against specific individuals if you cannot substantiate.
You can say it's alleged. I'm telling you of what happened yesterday. There was video evidence of who transferred there. You will also see people. And what happened that those that came to APC Secretariat, none has been invited for questioning. And yes, Sonyeko has been
I have. Unfortunately, I have run out of time. I've got a commercial break coming up right now. Top of the hour, we've got the news update as well. I hope the CP has heard what the good people of River State make of his neutrality and focus.